All right, Treble, say good morning. Welcome to another week of Limud HaTorah together. Great zechus to be here with all of you. We're continuing in Mesilas Yesharim. I put out page Reish Lamed on the WhatsApp groups. So you should be able, Amir Hashem, to be able to see where we are up to. So we're picking up in the middle of page Reish Lamed. So remember again, in Parak Chaf Beis, chapter 22, we are focusing on the midah of anav, the midah of humility. So if you remember again, we've been speaking about different aspects of humility, cognitive humility, actional humility. So continuing in this topic, the Ramchal writes as follows. It's the middle of the page, right where you see the letter Ches in the margin. He goes on and he explains, Ad kan, vine dibarnu ad heno, me anavas hamachshava, nedaber ata me anavas hamaisa. So we'll say up until now, says Ramchal, we've been focusing on actional humility. Excuse me, we've been focusing on cognitive humility. We've been focusing on how to go ahead and think, how to conceptualize the midah of humility. Now we're going to focus a bit more on actional humility. Ramchal says, actional humility can be divided up into four parts. Number one, to conduct oneself, just to literally physically conduct one's actions with humility. Bisvol ha'albonos, to be able to go ahead and literally take ridicule or take degradation. So we'll see what this means. What this really means on a basic level is that sometimes things happen or things are said to us and we almost have a reflexive reaction to respond. Sometimes what humility demands is that we go ahead and be able to take things, to hear things, to listen to things, and not necessarily to have to react to everything. To go ahead and literally run away from honor. Run away from honor. To be the kind of people who ultimately, again, not only don't seek honor, but even when it comes to us, we try to run away from it. And bachalok kavod lakol, and the ability to give honor to every single person. So therefore, says Ramchal, these are the four aspects of actional humility. Number one, to physically conduct oneself with humility. What that means, Emir Hashem, still remains to be seen. To go ahead and be able to take degradation, even when degraded, to avoid the desire to go ahead and respond, to go ahead and despise covet, not want honor. And number four, to be able to give honor to every single person. So Ramchal goes on. Now we're going to go ahead and go through each of these particular items one by one. Ha'echatu, so number one was bisnai bishiflus. So I'll say, so number one was conduct yourself with humility. So remember, step number one in actional humility is to go ahead and physically conduct one's self with humility. That says Ramchal, that first part itself has four parts. That means that one should be humble in the way one speaks, in the way one walks, in the way one sits, and with all of his actions. B'diburo. So also, what does this mean? To be humble in the way that one speaks. So in Zuchoron Levracha, Li'olam yihye diburo sha'adam benachas imbriyosav. So we'll say, interestingly enough, verbal humility manifests itself in the way I talk with people. That a person should talk nicely. Person should talk calmly. Person should talk benachas, in a nice way, with people. Omikra malihu. Ultimately, as the Pasuk in Kohelet says, the words of the wise are heard benachos. Now, you can understand that Pasuk in a couple of different ways. Divrecham benachos nishma means the words of the wise are heard with kindness and a gentleness, because that's how they're said. Or the other way to read it, which seems to be the way that Ramchal is reading it, is divrecham benachos nishma. Ultimately, again, why are Divrei Chachamim, how are they listened to, how are they heeded, how are they understood? Only if it's B'nachas Nishmaim. Only if they're said benachas, only if they're said with kindness, ultimately, again, are they heard. This incredible yisod, and also we all know this from life, rarely do people hear or listen or pay heed to the things we yell or to the things we scream, and more often do they go ahead and pay heed and attention to the things that we express with dignity and with honor. Tzarech shiyu dvarav divrei kavod v'lo divrei bizayon. When speaking to other people, I must make sure that my words are always words of kavod and not, God forbid, words of degradation. V'chinu omer baz l're'ehu chaser lev v'omer bevo rasha b'gam b'gam bo. So we'll say, so remember, so just so you keep in mind the construct here, the Ramchal telling us that there are four aspects to actional anava, actional humility. Step number one is ultimately, again, conducting oneself with shiflos, physically conducting oneself with a sense of humility. Now what Ramchal is saying is that conducting oneself with humility, that itself has four parts. Part one of that is dibor, to speak nicely. That's it. Step number one in anava and humility is speak nicely, talk nicely. When a person conducts himself ultimately again speaks to other people with a sense of dignity, a sense of kavod, that ultimately goes ahead and allows his words to be heard. He goes on, he said, well, so you know what, we'll actually have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Halichoso, with the way that one walks Emirat Hashem tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.